I think there's a dynamic that we learn in school that plays out pretty much in many aspects of our life. You know, the first day of class, when the requirements are laid out and kind of like the syllabus is handed out, the student starts to think, so what will the teacher require of me now in order to pass, right? So looking over the readings, we separate the recommended readings from the required readings, because you know we got to do the required readings. Except that then once you look at the required readings, ask yourself if, you know, which ones will be on the test, which ones you really have to know. When I was teaching at St. Dom's, I knew that as soon as I said, you don't need to know this for the test, the pens went down and the daydreaming started, you know, since I didn't have to know it. And every teacher deals with the two questions. Do I need to know this? And is this going to be on the test? And it's not often that a student does all the required readings. And less often that the student does all the recommended readings. And almost never when there's a little section for additional readings if you're interested. And I might be revealing kind of the kind of student I was more than anybody else, because probably you were much better than that. You know, or maybe even the friends I hung around with at school. But for the most part, the educational system is built on communicating what you will need to know in order to pass the test, right, and pass the class. And then I think that once we figure out what we need to know, then we start negotiating what we'll be able to do and not be able to do. I think that it's only a dreamy land when the teacher, you know, would have a room full of students interested in going way beyond the requirements. And so we've formed into doing the minimum requirements in order to pass. So what are the requirements for getting our allowance, let's say, when we were kids? What are the requirements at work? What are the requirements for driving? And no one would find fault with anyone who fulfills the requirements. It's considered a good thing. But to go beyond what is expected, to do more than most people would do, to be kinder than you have to be, gentler than most, more loving, to go beyond the law. Now that is something different. See, today we hear the continuation of Jesus' teaching on the Sermon on the Mount, and it's here that we see Jesus as the great teacher and interpreter of the law given to Moses. And so we have the phrase, you have heard it said, but now I say to you. And he does this for a number of laws in the Old Testament, where Jesus is calling us to go beyond the law. The law, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, it is an important rule. It's an important rule for civility. It's an important law. It would stop people from revenge to the nth degree. In barbaric times, if you took my shirt, I could kill you and your whole family at the same time. Some of that is still probably around today. But this rule required equality in reparation. So people today still can consider this kind of, well, this is fair. If you do this to me, I get to do it back to you. It's only fair. But Christ challenges the Christian to go beyond what just is fair. Go beyond that by not using evil to combat evil, ever. To go beyond hating your enemy by extending love and desiring their good. Greet your enemies as you would greet your friends and hold nothing against them. There's this famous story about Mother Teresa when she had no food for her orphans. She went out to beg. When she went to the shop owner, asked for food for the children that were in her house she was taking care of, the man spit at her. And it says that she wiped off the spit, and then she said, that was for me. Do you have anything for my children? The man was so humiliated that he gave her some food. We're not talking about being a doormat. The catechism says we have the right to defend ourselves. But we are talking about going beyond, doing more, giving more, being more generous with your time and your resources. Be more forgiving than those around you. Be more understanding for those who need it. Go beyond what the world considers adequate. Hey, that's fine. But when you do that, you tell the world that you have faith in Christ. So this is going to be oversimplified, but we could really use categories, you know, as followers of Christ and put them into believers and into two areas. There are those who I would say reach for the floor. They look for the faith and they see what the requirements are. These are the things that you'll have to do in order to be a good Catholic. You have to follow these rules. And often when people are criticizing the faith, they're looking at the rules, the minimum requirements of being a Catholic. And I say that they're reaching for the floor. And good, you have passed. You have done what you needed to do and what you were supposed to do. And then there are those who catch the Spirit of Christ. And faith for them is like reaching for the sky, or for the ceiling anyway. They are not interested in the minimum requirements of faith. But all that faith in God and the life lived in imitation of Christ have to offer them. They go beyond the requirements and they, you know, and hear the Old Testament readings from the depths of their heart that you heard today. Be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. They're interested in becoming holy, in becoming a saint. And then the second reading from St. Paul says, do you know that you are temples of God and that the Spirit of God dwells within you? And so you belong to Christ. St. Paul says, you know, do not be interested in the wisdom of the world, but in the wisdom that comes from God. The people of this day who think that they are smart, he says, are only fools in comparison to how smart God is. Paul says that the wisdom of this world is foolishness in the eyes of God. And so for those who are reaching for the ceiling, reaching for the sky, they are interested in the wisdom that comes from God. And so anytime you hear people quoting the rules, hear Jesus, kind of the great teacher, say in your hearts, like he says in today's gospel, you have heard it said that. I say to you, go way beyond that. Seek holiness. Become a saint. Lent is coming, and there are definite minimum requirements for Lent, and hopefully you're all aware of them. For those who are interested in meeting the minimum requirements, so Ash Wednesday is this Wednesday, and so we eat no meat and we fast. And they'll eat meat on Fridays during Lent, until Good Friday when we fast as well. And there's the floor, the minimum requirements. You can feel good about ourselves if we fulfill the minimum requirements. We've done what we've been told to do. No one would criticize you for reaching for the floor. But that's hardly what God has in mind for this life that he gave us. And it hardly leaves room for God to do amazing things in our life. So today, Jesus challenged us to go way beyond what is fair. Reach for the sky. Be more generous with your time. Be more charitable. Be more forgiving to your spouse or to your children, even in the face of evil. And let love and kindness and restraint be the response. Because you belong to Christ. That's why. Certainly the world, and maybe a lot of the people, would think you were foolish. This is all foolish. It seems that the politically and socially elite think it's all foolish. But then again, it's easy to reach for the floor, for the minimum. especially in religion, the bar is set pretty low. And an honest look at your faith, would you say that you're reaching for the floor or for the ceiling? Are you reaching for the minimum requirements and so that you can check off the box? Or are you reaching for Christ?